You ready for this?
Oh, I'm very ready. I'm so excited. Okay, ready?
You ready?
Three, two, one.
Now, here's a look at what's sunny across Central Florida on 105.9 Sunny FM. Here's your host, Michael Rafferty.
Well, it's summer and the kids are out of school. So what do you do with the kids? I know, I have an idea. How about the Orlando Science Center summer camps? They are a productive way and a fun way for the kids to spend their time off from school. And here to tell us all about it and about all the other things that are available at the Science Center is Janine Moser. Janine, thanks for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Well, I tell you, every time I have someone on from the Science Center, or you, I get excited because the Science Center is so extraordinary.
Mm-hmm.
And if you haven't been to the Science Center, do yourself a favor and go. Even if you say, well, science is not my thing, doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah. And we have all of these brand new experiences that just opened right in time for summer. So if you haven't been in the last year to year and a half, we have three totally new exhibit halls that you have never seen or experienced before, not just at the Science Center, but probably anywhere else. So we're talking Kidstown. That's our early childhood center, basically. It's 11,000 square feet of fun designed just for children 0 to 7. And then we just opened Flight Lab. That is an Oculus Rift experience where you're actually using the same simulators that are trained to train real military pilots. So I think it's called Prepare 3D. Mm. So you're going to be, you and a co-pilot can be sitting together and you're going to learn how to interact with one another and to be able to like fly this plane. And then the newest one that just opened up is The Hive, a makerspace, which is presented by the Isaacs family. So that's actually like an open workshop, and you can go in. Just the other day, I saw people were learning embroidery skills or origami. We've also got 3D printers, laser cutters, soldering tools, like all these different things set up. And every time you go back, it's a different experience. So you can learn all of these new skills. And honestly, all of that was basically just opened in the last year and a half. So
wow, that's incredible.
You have to get in here.
And that's why the Science Center is so great. Because it's just this massive thing and it's all well laid out. But let's get back to the summer camps, because that's going on right now. But you can still be involved, right?
Yes, but actually we have less than 250 spots available for the remaining weeks of summer. So we are 93% sold out, and mostly the grades 1 to 2 are almost completely booked. So if your student is entering grades 1 or 2, get in there now. You're going to find the most availability in our academy camps, which are spectacular. That's grades entering grades 5 through 9. And those ones, a lot of them come with field trips. So I know some of them are going like kayaking or on overnight tours or things like that. And they're all super educational and hands-on. So if you're looking for just a unique experience that's going to keep your kid not just like taken care of, but also like stimulated and entertained, you know, the Science Center STEM program is amazing. And if you aren't able to get into one of our classes at the Orlando Science Center location, we now do off-site camps in the Dr. Phillips area, specifically at the Rosen JCC. So anyone can go and sign up for those camps as well. And there's a little bit more space available for grades 1 and 2 over there.
And if you call and it's full, sometimes there's cancellations.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Wait list, but those wait lists are getting a little long. So I'd get to the website right away and sign up.
Well, you do the summer camps. And then during the school year, when schools are off session for maybe a week, you do a thing there too.
Yeah, when anytime that Orange County Public Schools or Seminole County Public Schools has a day off, we are putting on a break camp of some sort. So whether that's the summer break program, which are week-long camps, or single day camps, or like the 2 or 3 days that they might have in a row, winter break, spring break, whatever, we do the day camps as well with all of these spectacular themes too.
And you also have things where you take it on the run. Okay, not a run, it's not right. It's like REO Speedwagon. You take the stuff to the schools.
Oh yeah, so school programs and offsite programs are really fantastic. We do like family science nights, which could be in your local school's gym or auditorium or cafe gymatorium, whatever they have these days. And we also go directly into the classroom. So the Science Center actually expands so far beyond our four walls because we do all of this offsite, all of this outreach. And really, if people are unable to come to the Science Center for any reason, we don't want that to hinder their education. We want to be able to spread our mission, which is to inspire science learning for life.
Nowadays, it's a big thing. Superheroes, that's the big thing. You know, all these superheroes. It's just too bad that the Science Center didn't have something for the people who love the superheroes.
Well, it's so funny that you bring that up.
Is it now?
Yeah, because our summer exhibit just flew in for the summer only.
I love that. You just said just flew in.
I'm going so punny with this one. It's ridiculous. It sets itself up because it is called Hall of Heroes.
Ooh.
And this is truly one of those fun for all ages exhibits because it has that nostalgia and memorabilia component to it. I know it's got like a half replica of the
Batmobile.
The Batmobile, yeah. I can't remember which model
That's
of it.
That's because it's for our,
one of the
us
older ones.
Older fellers, yeah.
Well, I mean, I enjoy those films
You remember
too.
The old Batmobile from the... You mean from the 60s, right?
Yeah, that's the one we have.
Yeah, from the 60s, great.
So there's memorabilia. There's also like history, stuff like that about comic books. And then there are interactive stations as well. So it's not just about looking at the superheroes of the past and present, but also finding out what your superpowers are. So there's a lot of like interactive stations where you can look at different disciplines. There's like a robotic arm that you can kind of use, like if you've ever seen... I know they do it in like NASA and space.
Oh, right, yeah.
They use the robotic arms
the
to
rover
try to lift
and all that
things.
Stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So there's like something you can do there. There's a super balance challenge where it's like an optical illusion, but you basically walk through above a city like as if you're on a tightrope of some sort.
Man.
So you're, again, challenging like your fear senses. We've also got the Hank test so you can see how strong you are. But, you know, not all superheroes are necessarily, you know, those bodybuilders that we see around. Some of them are, you know, have superpowers of a mental capacity.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some logical skills as well and holograms and just all of this different fun interactive stuff.
And you have the superhero training camp.
Yes. So our public programming team is amazing and they always develop a stage show to go along with the exhibit. So they're calling this Superhero Academy. It happens sporadically throughout the day. You just have to check your daily schedule when you arrive and it is so much fun. Like I saw it during one of our adults only events recently and they call someone up and they basically used this technology where they had one person who is the quote unquote villain and then they hooked them up to a sensor and they had the, I guess, victim to another sensor. And if the villain moved their hand, they could actually control the other person's hand. It was just an example of technology, but this was like our kind of spin on the science of superpowers.
Oh, man.
We also have Thor's Hammer. We've developed it a couple of years ago for our Super Science Show, which is our live stage show that's not in the exhibit. It's in our Digital Adventure Theater, and that one is fantastic and playing throughout the month of June. So you can go up and see if you're worthy, and if you're not worthy, you can't lift the hammer. It's a lot of fun. They encourage a lot of audience participation, and we're using pop culture as a way to get people excited about science. So if you were to walk into a classroom and you're trying to learn about electromagnets, it's like, okay, cool. It's a magnet only when electricity is running through it. But top secret, Thor's hammer is actually an electromagnet. So we operate it with a remote control. We pick the biggest, baddest dude in the crowd, and we have him come up and say, hey, you know, see if you're worthy, lift the hammer. And we'll have electricity going through it, which makes the hammer so unbelievably heavy, like 300 pounds, I think. Then we'll pick up someone else, someone probably my size, a little scrawny, no upper body strength whatsoever. And we bring them up and say, well, let's see if you're worthy. And by turning off the electricity that's going through it, now it's only the weight of the hammer that they're picking up, which is like 20 pounds or something. So you're going to remember electromagnets forever because you experienced it and you're relating it to this pop culture thing, which is so trendy, all the Avengers movies and everything else.
You know, when you were telling me all this, I was just thinking how massive the Science Center is. There's not mm-hmm. no possible way you could do it in one day, let alone a week. I mean, you probably could take the whole summer
easily
to do it. So if you didn't get involved in the summer camps, that doesn't stop you from coming in
mm-hmm.
all the time. Now, you can probably get some sort of a family program or some sort?
Yeah, we do have an annual membership. Hmm. So, and we have multiple levels. So if you're just an individual and you want to come in, we've got the individual level, we've got the two-person membership, and we've got family and grandparent. And the great thing about our family memberships are it's two adults in your household, anyone over the age of 18, and everyone under the age of 18. So whether you have 2 kids, 3 kids, 7 kids, 19 kids, all of you are included in the family membership level. And the grandparents membership, especially for those of you who might have grandchildren who are out of town, is an amazing value as well, because whether you have the 2 kids from this child coming into town that weekend, you can bring them in. If you've got one kid or 2 kids from another child of yours, you can bring them in. And again, it's the same price as the family membership, and senior citizens do get a discount on membership. So
it's the ultimate plus one.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yes. And personally, one of the best deals in town.
If you've never been to the Science Center, mm-hmm. but trust us when we say.
Yes.
It's spectacular.
It really is. Four floors, all indoors. And again, it's really for all ages. Like, you know, you see Kids Town and you think, oh, just the children are going to have fun. But I actually, we have our summer extended hours this summer. And I cannot wait to bring my own husband in to play with all of the stuff because that's like a slower time, less crowds, especially during the summer. You don't want to run into camps or anything. And we go and we just have a ton of fun and we don't have kids or anything. And we'll bring our couple friends from out of town. We'll bring them in under, you know, with our guest passes and stuff like that. And you unleash your inner child. And especially with this Hall of Heroes exhibit, that's so much fun.
But you have adult-oriented things, like you have Science Night Live.
Yes, yeah. We have a Science Night Live coming up. That's actually going to close out our summer on August 18th. And that's a limited ticketed event. It sold out recently. A few weeks ago, we had one, and it sold out like a day in advance.
Oh, man.
And that was really, really popular. One of our probably best ones to date because we had some excellent speakers. And for the next Science Night Live on August 18th, we have the filmmakers who produced Amazon Adventure, which is currently playing on our giant screen Cinedome, which is a, I believe it's six stories high and wraps 180 degrees around the audience. So they filmed Amazon Adventure. We're going to be playing that during Science Night Live. Then they're our guest speakers. You've also got Hall of Heroes going on. And, of course, Fusion, our art gallery, and The Hive, which I believe I mentioned earlier. So you're at no shortage of things to do. And the best part about Science Night Live is there are no kids around. So you don't have to worry about pushing any children out of the way so that you can play with all of the fun things.
Yeah, that's right. You become the children.
Exactly.
And on a more sobering note, you have just added a permanent tribute to your center.
We did, yeah. So, you know, we're about 2 years past the Pulse nightclub tragedy, and one of the things that the Science Center did when it happened is we hosted a One Orlando night, during which our guests were able to create origami hearts with messages of love in them, what love means to them, who they love, anything like that, that they just, you know, felt like they wanted to put in there. We folded up all the colors of the hearts. We had the entire rainbow. I believe it was 49 rows of 49 hearts each spanning our bridge that you access to get from the parking garage to the main lobby area. And that was up for a little over a year. And it was very beautiful. But as you know, origami is paper. And we wanted them to withstand the test of time. So we actually did a call for artists. Christy McCutcheons ended up being our winner. She came up with these really amazing designs. And she reimagined the origami hearts to help them live on permanently. So it's a beautiful installation. There's a lot of meaning behind it. If you look at a picture of it, it's a series of circles, and you can kind of tell that the origami hearts are folded in unique ways in there. But each series of the circle has another element to it. So in one of them, it's actually overlaid with one of the maps of the night sky on June 12th, 2016. On another one, Nathan Selikoff, another local Orlando artist, had created a map of Orlando, which I think was then used for fundraising purposes, and it's overlaid on there, and it's just so beautiful. It's lit up, and it's a great tribute not only to the victims of the Pulse nightclub tragedy, but also to the survivors.
And where is it in the center? Where is it located?
So it's actually the introduction to Fusion, our steam gallery. So this is part of the permanent element of it. It's on the third floor. When you get off of the main elevator, it's directly in front of you, and you just walk through the hall, and then behind that, we have traveling art exhibits come through. So this will be on permanent display.
Another reason why the Science Center, the Orlando Science Center, is so spectacular, because you have all these different facets of science mm-hmm. and just other things, but more importantly, it's a local experience.
We are. We have a lot of people who've worked with us for a really, really long time, and we all love being there because of that. It's a cornerstone to the community. And do we want to be necessarily known in this way? Absolutely not, because that was a tragedy. But the fact that the whole community was able to tie together and were able to help everyone remember, I think, is like a really big deal.
That's true. And the Science Center is sort of like a hub, not just for people, but, you know, like for kids, and mm-hmm. all, like you said, of all generations. Oh, yeah. And it goes back so many years.
Mm-hmm. Over 60.
When you have the tribute that you have for Pulse, it just ties everything together and say, you know, we're all here. Let's learn together, right? Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if it's science or, you know, social stuff. Just learn together.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the Science Center, our mission is to inspire science learning for life. And one of our main goals right now is accessibility and showing people that everyone should have access to science. So we've got all of these programs that we're trying to make sure that everything is inclusive language in the Science Center, that nobody feels discriminated against. We've got gender-neutral bathrooms as well. And we're also, all of our newer exhibits are bilingual. So we have them in English, some of the instructions on the walls, as well as Spanish. And that's just because we found that in Orlando, Spanish was like the second most popular language. So we wish we could do all of them, because we do want, when you come into the Science Center, you to be able to have a great experience and to leave learning something new or discovering something and seeing something in a new light, I think is a big deal.
Well, that's it. The Orlando Science Center, learning and fun for everyone. Oh, you can have that. I'll give that to you.
Oh, thank you.
That's the Orlando Science Center. You can check it out online at osc.org. That's orlandosciencecenter.org for all the information, everything we just talked about, and how you can get membership, become a member, right? And future family plans involved. And maybe there's some room in the summer camps.
Maybe. If you hurry.
If you hurry, but keep checking back. That's the Orlando Science Center. Well, Janine Moser, thank you so much for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Thank you.